is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro and Associates for a free, no-obligation legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We got the answers.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. David Saturine, who is the Special Counsel for Immigrant Affairs in the District Attorney's Office in Brooklyn. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Pearl. It's a great honor to be here on the show on behalf of DA Eric Gonzalez. And I have to say, as a Guyanese myself, I'm very proud and honorable to be.
It's our pleasure to have you. So what exactly does your job entail as Special Counsel for Immigrant Affairs?
So at the District Attorney's Office, I oversee and manage our immigration policies within the District Attorney's Office. DA Eric Gonzalez is one of the most forward-thinking and progressive district attorneys, especially when it comes to immigrants and immigrants of Brooklyn. And I oversee the policies that we believe would make the criminal justice system fairer to immigrants and to protect immigrants in Brooklyn.
Excellent. So can you share with us what steps does the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office take to protect immigrants?
So here at the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office, we have two goals when we think about immigrants and immigrants in our community. First, it's important to acknowledge that in the Brooklyn DA's office, we fully acknowledge that immigrants are essential and vital to the community of Brooklyn. The story of Brooklyn and what Brooklyn is a story of immigration for many, many people, for the far majority of people that are here in Brooklyn. And because of that, we have two goals. First is to protect the immigrants of Brooklyn. And the second goal is to make the criminal justice system fairer to the immigrants of Brooklyn.
Okay, great. So can you share with us some examples how District Attorney Gonzalez, some examples he's taken to protect immigrants here in Brooklyn?
So I can give you one great example. It's a very recent example of an individual who was preying on Caribbean immigrants in the Brooklyn community. This individual, we recently charged him and he pled guilty to unauthorized practice of law, was an individual who went to various communities in Brooklyn, especially the Caribbean community, and promised them that he would be able to obtain a green card for them, but was not a lawyer, did not file any paperwork for these, was not authorized to do any type of immigration law, and basically defrauded all of these immigrants in Brooklyn. We were able to investigate that claim, and we secured a conviction against him to be able to protect the immigrants of Brooklyn to ensure that they don't go to these types of unlawful practices of law.
Can you give a name?
His name is James Archibald. So I will say that if you are listening to this and you've spoken to Mr. Archibald about an immigration claim and you've given him money, we would ask you to report that to our Immigrant Affairs Hotline at 718-250-3333. The number again is 718-250-3333.
So, Mr. Saturine, why is it so important for the district attorney to take steps to protect immigrants?
So, as we mentioned, Brooklyn is an immigration story. Most people that are here in Brooklyn are immigrants, are foreign-born, or have immigrant heritage. It doesn't matter what color you are, most people here in Brooklyn whose family has come from somewhere else. And because of that, immigrants are an everyday fabric of our neighbors, our aunties, our uncles, our brothers, our sisters, people we go to church with. And it's important to protect all of those individuals equally under the law. And we recognize that here in Brooklyn.
Okay, great. So let's look at the criminal justice system here. What does District Attorney Gonzalez believe is fairness for immigrants?
So one of the things that has been groundbreaking that's done by DA Eric Gonzalez is what we call our collateral consequence policy. And what that policy is an aim to make the criminal justice system fairer for immigrants in Brooklyn, even those who are accused of crimes. So what we mean by that is part of our policy is we normally prosecutors have never cared about what happens to someone if they plead guilty to a crime, whether it's a low-level offense or a high-level offense, whether that offense gets you deported or not. Prosecutors never used to take that into consideration. Here in Brooklyn, we don't believe that it would be fair for someone who's taking property from a Rite Aid to feed their family is going to wind up in deportation. And what we do as a result of that is that we take that immigration consequence into consideration. And if there is a mother that's stealing from a store or a retail establishment to feed their family, as a matter of law, we feel that that person shouldn't be incarcerated or deported. That person needs services. We don't have an interest in breaking up a family. We want to keep a family together and to make sure that the family gets the services they need, because that is what justice is for Brooklyn.
Okay, great. So immigrants are constantly victims of crime. How can law enforcement agencies like the District Attorney's Office assist immigrant victims of crime?
So one thing that we do have power to do under federal law is issue certifications under something called a U visa. What a U visa is, a special type of visa for immigrant victims of certain crimes. One part of that application that is decided by the federal government is for whether a law enforcement agency has investigated the crime and the victim has cooperated. Our office will provide, if appropriate, a certification saying that someone has been a victim of a qualifying crime and has cooperated with our office, so they can then move forward into the next steps of trying to obtain that visa.
Okay, so you mentioned cooperation. Does the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office cooperate with civil immigration enforcement like ICE?
Our office does not cooperate with civil immigration enforcement, especially agencies like ICE. In fact, I can say one of the most progressive things we've done in Brooklyn is we went as far as to sue ICE when they had reckless enforcement of immigration arrests in criminal courthouses. When that started to happen a few years ago, we saw a decrease in the amount of individuals willing to cooperate with our office to prosecute crimes. And we sued ICE to make sure that they would cease that practice, and we won.
Okay, great. So do you see a difference in immigration enforcement between the current and previous federal administration?
So post-COVID, the immigration enforcement landscape has changed a bit. The last administration, of course, had an enormous negative implications on immigrations.
Don't hold back, please.
Well, the last administration was not friendly to immigrants, and we stood up to that administration. The last administration certainly hurt immigrants more than, you know, previous administrations in this country. With the new administration, there are promises made to be a different kind of immigration enforcement. There are guidelines recently passed by the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Director of ICE just a few months ago, late last year. And those guidelines are supposed to only target the most serious offenders of immigration law and the most serious criminals. But we're still waiting to see if those guidelines are actually going to be in effect on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, great. So, Mr. Satterthwaite, we want to thank you so much for coming here and sharing such great information about what's happening in the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office in regard to immigrants. And if you could please share your contact information, we would appreciate.
Thank you again for having me here. Once again, my name is David Satterthwaite, Special Counsel for Immigration at the Brooklyn DA's office. If you have an issue with immigration that's related to our office or want to report a crime, please feel free to give a call to our Immigrant Affairs hotline at 718-250-3333. Once again, that number is 718-250-3333.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.